CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. This is the MP3 version. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 3rd of November 2013. Here are the main news headlines. New licence consultation launched. New internet support forum for amateurs. Permission granted for K9W Wake Atoll de-expedition. Important changes are being considered for the UK amateur radio licence terms and conditions. The RSGB, working in consultation with Ofcom, is running a series of discussions on the RSGB website where any amateur can contribute and help shape the future of amateur radio. Three new discussion topics have just been launched, looking at airborne use, remote operation and embedding the progressive license culture. You can access the forum at www.rsgb.org/license review. In previous news, we mentioned that Paul Jarvis of Ofcom spoke at Hamfest and the RSGB convention. Slides from his presentation are now available as a 21-page PDF file at RSGB site. That's the same URL as before, Ofcom review slides. We've been given details of a new internet forum for radio users. The Internet Radio Club aims to give online help, support and social gathering and a social gathering place for amateur radio operators, shortwave listeners and anyone else interested in radio. The club is free to join. It says it has a policy of using plain and simple English wherever possible to help newcomers. Go to www.netradioclub.com. The K9W Wake Atoll de-expedition, which was put on ice as a result of the partial US government shutdown, now has US Air Force permission to visit Wake. Their equipment is already on Wake and in safe storage awaiting their arrival. The 12 operators plan to arrive on the 2nd of November and immediately erect antennas and set up the stations. The team expects to have two CW and two SSB stations on the air, and current plans call for K9W to be active from the 3rd to the 15th of November. The team has posted its operating plan on its website. The RSGB Training and Education Committee is hosting a workshop to provide guidance on writing items for the exam question banks. The idea is to provide an interactive day with a chance to write items and to discuss them with other authors. Representatives from the RSGB and RCF will be on hand to clarify requirements and provide assistance to potential authors. After the workshop, attendees having 10 items accepted will receive an RSGB book token. There will be no charge for attending and tea and coffee will be provided. The event takes place on Saturday the 30th of November in Sheffield. There are few places left. Contact Steve Hartley, G0FUW. tech.chair@rsgb.org.uk. Some listeners may have had the opportunity to hear Dave Johnson, G4DPZ, speak about the FunCube satellite at the recent RSGB convention. He's also willing to give talks to local clubs in the West Midlands and Warwickshire area on the new amateur radio satellite FunCube 1. Expected to launch in late November. His talk will cover the design, development, launch and operation of the satellite. Interested clubs can contact Dave by email dave@g4dpz.me.uk or phone 07733106990. Noel Matthews, GTZ, chairman of the British Amateur Television Club, has announced the first 11 presentation videos from the recent Cat13 convention on ATV and DATV have been put up on the BATC video archive area. They can be found at http://batc.tv. Film archive by selecting the BATC Cat13 category. Don't think that's printed properly. I think it's probably a stroke film archive. There's still time to book your seat at the joint meeting of the RSGB and Institution of Engineering and Technology on Thursday the 5th of December. The meeting will be held at Imperial College between 6:30 and 9 p.m. The meeting is open to all. Attendance is free, including tea and biscuits. The meeting will comprise two lectures on amateur radio. technology and its application over the past 100 years, and a look to see how amateur radio might develop in the first decade or so of the next 100 years. See the RSGB website and November RadCom for details. G100 RSGB, the special event call sign celebrating the RSGB centenary, will be operated tomorrow by Cheltenham Amateur Radio Association, using the 10 to 40 metre bands as well as 6 metres to 70 centimetres. Tomorrow, Monday, they'll be using the HF bands between 10 and 160 metres. Then the call sign moves to Scotland and becomes GM100 RSGB on Tuesday and Wednesday. Falkirk ARC takes over running HF and VHF using SSB. Thursday, Friday, Group for Castles and Stately Homes on the Air will be running on the 10 to 80 metre bands SSB and data. Next weekends, both Saturday and Sunday, Stirling and DARC will be running on the 10 to 160 metre bands with SSB, CW and data. Details of how to get your QSL card are on the RSGB website. Under the operating drop-down menu, clicking on Centenary Station. Rallies and events for the coming week. Now to date the 3rd of November, the Foyland District ARC Rally will be held at the White Horse Hotel, 68 Clooney Road, Londonderry. BT 47 3PA, doors open 11:30, trade stand special interest groups, as well as bring and buy, tables available at £5. More from Nigel, GI7FJY, 07514101141. Also today, the Holsworthy Amateur Radio Rally will be held at Holsworthy Community Centre, Victoria Hill, Holsworthy, EX226JD. More from Don, G0RQL at hotmail.com. On Wednesday the 6th of November, the Lincoln Shortwave Club will hold their annual used equipment sale. The venue is Aisthorpe Village Hall, LN12SG. Goods for sale can be booked from 7 p.m. Auction starts at 8 p.m. On Thursday, the Bangran District ARS surplus sale will be held at the Boathouse, Groomsport. Doors open 8 p.m. Admission £2. Information from Peter, 07989501666. Next Sunday, the West London Radio and Electronics Show takes place at Kempton Park Racecourse, Staines Road, East Sunbury on Thames, TW16 5AQ. Free car parking, doors open 10 a.m. Trade stands, bring and buy, as well as RSGB books. Stall detail from Paul M0CJX 08451 650351. Email info@radiofairs.co.uk. And if you've got any information you'd like to appear in future editions of the news and in RadCom, please email gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk. Special events now. The Royal Air Force Station at Henlow in Bedfordshire and the RAF Signals Museum will be open for business under the permanent special event call sign GB4SMH with effect from the 1st of November. DX News now. Two Japanese stations will be operating from Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam early in November. First, from the 1st to the 9th of November, look for XV2CNH operated by JA6CNH. Then the 2nd to the 8th of November, XV2NHL operated by JA3NHL, QSLs in both case to home calls. Members of the Uruguay DX group will be on the air from Easter Island, SA001, as XR0YY between the 1st and 7th of November. A seven-person team will operate from Hangar Roa, running three stations simultaneously, 1.8 to 50 megs bands, using CWSSB and digital QSL EB7DX. Stefan F5UOW will be visiting Réunion Island again, IOTA AF016, until the 21st of November. As FR stroke call sign, he'll be mostly working CW, 10 to 40 metre bands from the 3rd to the 17th of November. He'll use the special call sign TO2R for QSL via F5UOW, direct or via the Bureau. The Austral Islands will be activated by K3EL and VE7DS until the 6th of November. They'll use the call sign TX5RV and be mainly active on CW. IOTA reference OC114, QSL manager M0URX. A multinational team will sign 5J0R from the San Andres Archipelago, NA033, 1st to the 10th of September. San Andres is separate, a separate DXCC entity, and is located in the Caribbean near Colombia. QSLZA5RM. SP5BTB is QRV from Sierra Leone, as 9 Lima 1BTB until the 10th of November, is operating from Freetown, 20 metres and 15 metres, QSL to home call sign. Contest news now on VHF. The Marconi CW contest takes place this weekend. There are 6 and 24 hour sections for open and single operator fixed entries. This is the final VHF CW championship event of the year, running from 1400 UTC on the 2nd until 1400 on the 3rd. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The International Police Association Radio Club contest also takes place on the first weekend of November. There are various modes in use at varying times on the 10 to 80 metre bands. For full details, check www.ipark.de. On Tuesday, the 144 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Next Saturday, the 9th of November, the club call contest runs 2000 to 2300 UTC. Using SSB on the 1.8 megs bands, the exchange is signal report, serial number and club code. The last of this year's WAE IDX contest, the Ritty Leg, takes place for 48 hours on the 9th and 10th of November. Unlike the CW and SSB WAE contests and the Ritty Leg, everyone can work everyone. In WAE events, QTCs or reports of a previous conducted contest QSO can add significantly to your total score, so before the event, it's well worth reading the rules on the DARC website to understand how they work. Now for the solar factual data for the period from Friday the 25th to October, of October to Thursday the 31st of October, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS, on Friday the 1st of November. Solar activity continued at high levels with 4 X-class solar flares taking place, 2 on the 25th, 1 on the 28th and 1 on the 29th. Also, 17 M-class flares occurred along with numerous C-class solar flares, making this one of the most active weeks of this sunspot cycle. In total, 23 X-class solar flares have taken place so far for this cycle, compared with 120 for the whole of the previous sunspot cycle. Solar flux levels peaked at 167 units on the 27th, but then declined to 142 by the 30th. The average was 156 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 31st was 117, which is 4 units up on last week. X-ray flux levels declined from C1.2 units to B5.9 by the 31st. The average was B9.7 units. Geomagnetic activity was very quiet every day except for the 30th, when a weak disturbance arrived from a coronal mass ejection that departed the Sun on the 28th, associated with the X1 class solar flare. The AP on the 30th was 13 units, the average was AP4 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds increase from 260 km per second to 480 by the 31st. Particle densities were low every day except for the 29th, which increased in the evening to 26 particles per cubic centimetre. BZ varied between minus 2 and plus 6 nanoteslas on the quiet days, and between minus 10 and plus 12 nanoteslas during the 29th. The continuing combination of high solar flux, low geomagnetic levels, and seasonal factors made for excellent conditions on the higher HF bands. MUF exceeded forecast values most days, and there were particularly good afternoon openings across to North America on 10 metres. Finally, the solar forecast for the coming week. This week, the quiet side of the sun is expected to be looking our way, but activity will still have the potential to increase to moderate levels on some days. However, solar flux levels are expected to be lower than recent weeks and decline to around 120 units by next weekend. Geomagnetic activity should be mostly quiet, provided that no coronal mass ejections head our way. Next weekend, though, a recurring coronal hole disturbance is expected to arrive. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitudes should be around 35 megs for the south and 32 for the north. Darkness hour lows should be about 9 megahertz. Paths this week to the east coast of North America should be 32 megs or thereabouts, but the best working frequency, meaning 90% success rate, will be more like 27 megs. The best time to try this path will be between 1300 and 1700 hours UTC. And that's it for another week from the propagation team. On we go now to news for the UK Midlands. This is GB2RS. We start with clubs that have several events this week. Withal Radio Club has its club net on 145.225 megs at 8pm today and next Sunday. On Monday, the advanced course continues at 8pm. Tuesday sees the regular Morse class at 7.45 and the 144 megs UKAC plus preparation for the club calls contest from 8pm. Friday sees the regular Shack Social from 7.30 and the RSGB club calls contest starts at 8pm on Saturday. Details from Chris, G0EYO, 07710412819. Coventry Amateur Radio Society has its club net on Monday and Friday, 145.375 megs. Contact John, G8SEQ, 07958777363. South Birmingham Radio Society has an open meeting in Ragchew on Monday. Tuesday sees the regular coffee morning at 11. The AGM is on Wednesday at 8pm prompt. There are the usual training classes with Dave Murphy on Thursday. Friday sees a Ragchew and a planning session for the Christmas party. Contact Mick Cleary, G7RRP 07595696359. Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is taking part in the 2m UKAC on Tuesday. The advanced training course continues Wednesday. Contact Cole Roberts, M0ZCR, m0zcr@live.co.uk. Rugby ATS is taking part in the 2m UKAC on Tuesday, along with general radio operation and projects. On Saturday, there's an equipment test session, at which the club's 2955 and other test equipment will be available. Contact Steve, G8LYB, 01788578940, particularly if you have any special test equipment requirements on Saturday. Returning now to the traditional listing by date. Monday the 4th of November, Aldridge and Barbican Amateur Radio Club has a social evening. Contact Albert, G0KFS, 01922614169. Also Monday the 4th of November, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is having a demo by Alan, G4MGW, on getting to grips with the new Kenwood transceiver. Contact Anne, 21GKY 01242699595 in the daytime. Still on Monday, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society is holding an open net, 145.250 megs, or the next clear frequency. More information from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Still on Monday, what a busy day. Welland Valley Amateur Radio Society holds its club net, 145.275 megs. More info from Peter D. Rivers, G4XEX 01858432105. Tuesday, the 5th of November, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a junk sale. Contact Richard Buckby, email radio@dadars.org.uk. On Tuesday, the 5th of November, Loughborough District Amateur Radio Club holds an open forum. More information from Chris, G1ETZ, 01509504319. Wednesday the 6th, Midland Amateur Radio Society is having an open meeting, training classes and putting the shack on the air. Details from Norman, G8BHE, 07808078003. Still on Wednesday the 6th, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a committee meeting and putting GX3ZME on the air. Contact Mike, G3JKX 01952299677. Thursday the 7th, Central Radio Amateur Circle is on the air from 8pm. Contact Martin Hallard, G1TYV 07906905071. And Friday the 8th, Bromsgrove and District Amateur Radio Club is having a VHF night. Contact Chris M0BQE 01905776869. Friday the 8th, Hucknall Rolls Royce Amateur Radio Club has an EME planning and interest discussion. Details from Dave Wild, G1YAI, Treasurer, at hrrarc.com. And Saturday the 9th of November, Leicester Radio Society is taking part in the RSGB 160 Meter Club Calls Contest. Contact Alex at G8FCQ 07531201640. And that's it for another week.